Good afternoon, this is Christian Waywell doing a review for Blind Cool Tech. Today we're going to do something a bit different. Today I want to discuss music, but I want to discuss a particular instrument. We're going to be talking about the piano accordion. Now, you may be thinking, oh great, you know, never heard of one of these. I'm going to be talking about what the accordion is like, how it plays, most of all, when you hear it play, how it sounds. The accordion is essentially a three-part instrument. It consists of the left-hand side, which consists of, in my case, for this accordion, because it's a learning accordion, it consists of 12 buttons. There are 6 for the bass and 6 for the chords. Now, that is actually quite an advantage when you're playing an accordion, because you have to control several aspects at once with one of these. You've got the valves to open and close to change the notes using either the keys or the buttons, depending which side when you're playing both sides, you're controlling both aspects of that. But you also have to control what they call the bellows. Now, as I said, the accordion is split into three sections. We're going to be going from left to right here. I've got the accordion on me. I'm actually wearing it. You put it on straps. And as it's sitting in front of me on my belly, I've got the left-hand side with the buttons and a strap with my arm through it. And then you've got the section in the middle, which looks like it's concertinaed. Now, that is the bellows, and there's a valve we can open to pull those out. I'm still pulling. They're going quite far, so as I move my fingers down now, you'll hear it sort of be. And when I move them in a bit, they're a bit closer together. That's when they're fully in. Now, basically, the bellows control the airflow. When you pull them out and push them in, you're generating air, which allows the reeds to play. The accordion is known as a free reed aerophone. If you go on to www.wikipedia.org and do a search on accordion, which is A-C-C-O-R-D-I-A-N, it will tell you about all the bits and pieces of an accordion, how they work, what they do, why they are like they are. Now, an accordion is basically a reed instrument of one form or another, but it's played with piano keys, which is what takes us onto that now. The right hand side of the accordion, both the ends, it's sort of a hollow. It's a box, basically, which pulls apart in the middle with the bellows. The right hand side has like a back plate, which has vents in it. I suppose that lets the sound out. And then there are keys which actuate valves inside to allow it to play. When you open a key, it opens a valve and the sound comes out. You see? Whatever key. Each different key has its own unique note. The notes are standard. It's a standard equal temperament scale for those that know music. Will know what I'm talking about here. For those that don't, the scale of C goes from the scale. Each note has a name, and I'll go through them. I'll start on C, which is where you normally go. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, and C. But then you've also got your flats, which are your black keys, black flats and sharps. on the if I go right up the notes on this accordion, I've got G, G sharp, A, B flat, B, C, C sharp, D, D sharp or E flat, whichever you want to call it, E, F, F sharp, G, G sharp or A flat, A, B flat or A sharp, well usually it's known as B flat that one, B, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E flat, E, F, F sharp, and G. So your main notes on your accordion go. And then your blacks, they are a bit different because. Oh, I did that wrong. There's not as many of them. I don't know why. Well, I think I know why they do that, because you can actually do a scale on the black keys. Yeah, you can go. By using C sharp, D sharp, F, F sharp, G sharp, B flat, C, C sharp. So by using your blacks and whites together, you can get a scale in any note you want. But that's enough about scales. I just wanted to talk to those who don't really know much about music to give you a basis. Now, let's talk about the reason for why the notes sound the way they do. But we'll start with the left-hand side. I don't know if you can hear that, but there's two notes going on there. There's a high note and a low note. There's a low note. I'm trying to get the low note to... I can't do it, but there's a low note. There's basically, for each chord, you've got that. Can't get that low on the right hand side, but you know what I mean. They've got a note, a high note and a low note. Now that's called going in octaves. Now, an octave is essentially from here to, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 notes, which equates to, they heard the high note and then the low note kicked in after. You see what I mean now though about that. But anyway, that's just one. You hear it now. But that's how the basses work. Now the right hand side is two reeds together that are detuned slightly. That's how you get that lovely whoa 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 type sound, because the reeds are tuned to get them sort of out of tune. They what they call beat. I call it swingy. You can hear it now going yo 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 yo. It's what they call beating. And that is how you get that lovely, what I call swingy sound. Honky tonk pianos do the same, because the strings on a honky tonk piano are out of tune with each other. Now, on the back to the left hand side for the chords now, each chord consists of three reeds. You've got the root note, in the case of this one, you've got the root note, B, and D, which gives you. Thank you. together. Now, each chord you've got. Now, let's start with the D. Now, this is what they call a circle of fifths. Now, the left-hand side is arranged in a circle of fifths. You see that one? On the... How this would work on an accordion, you go... five above that would give you... sort of thing. There's five above that gives you C. Would give you D. And five above would give you the E. Now that is what we call the Stradella bass system. Now this is getting onto technical stuff here. But an accordion has the option of being either what they call Stradella or free bass. Now mine is a Stradella bass, as I've just demonstrated. That what this Stradella bass allows you to do is allows you to have the notes for a song close together on the basses. A good example of that might be the song that goes. Which has basically C, F, C, G. But because they work, they're close together, you've got your G, and then your C. You've got your F, your C, and your G all together. So that means when you're playing a complicated tune, you're not having to reach far for your notes at all. Now, I'm going to show you practical applications for this. I've got a CD in my player now. I'm going to give you an accompaniment for the song I was just doing now. So that is called Portsmouth, is this tune. And what they basically, I'm going to demonstrate now, is how you will play the bass. Now, the basses for that tune are quite simple. I'm not going to play the whole tune on the CD because this isn't right for a podcast, but I'm using it as a demonstration because I'm going to actually play some tunes myself in a while to give you an idea of what the accordion can do. So, next tune along, please. So I'm going to stop that there. That gives you an idea of how it goes. I'm going to play it very slowly, so this will show you. Thank you. So that's how it goes together. Now, when you're playing an accordion, you've got a lot of things to do. You've got to really be able to control how it sounds. Now, I'm going to demonstrate this. What you have, as I said, you've got to do three things at once. You've got to, if you're playing a tune like a waltz, you've got to go at the same time, as well as going. You see, so you've got to be able to control those two items separately, as well as the bellows. So I'm going to demonstrate this, how you would do this. I'm going to play a tune called Westering Home. I'm going to play in its proper key, actually, just to give you an idea. This is what you've got to do. You've got to start going, pull the bellows out a bit. There we go. What you do, you start pulling out and you start to play. Then you change direction and go back in. I cocked that up a bit, but you get the idea. Then you come out. Then you go back in. Out again. Then back in. Then back out. Then back in. And out again. Then back in. And so on. So as you're playing the accordion, you've got to keep in mind the three things. You've got to go your, and your or whatever tune you're playing. I use that as an example. And you've also got to make sure that you change your bellows in and out, because if you go too far, this is what will happen. I'll demonstrate this. You go. See, I ran out of air there because I didn't change direction. If you go too far and your bellows just come to a stop and your tune just dies, as that just did then. Now, playing the accordion is not really my strong point, but I wanted to share it with you because I like the accordion. It's a nice instrument. There's a lot of people out there, you know, that's better at playing the accordion than I am. But I do like the sound, and I certainly love to share things with people, especially things that I enjoy doing, such as playing the accordion, playing the keyboard, talking about equipment. It's all interesting. People are going to appreciate it. So I'm going to now, in a second or two, play a tune when I've done this. There we go. Make the dog sneeze because I just used some air freshener. They're not going to like me for this. Never mind. Anyway, that's enough of that. I'll get back onto the accordion now. What basically I want to say now, I'm going to take this accordion over the other side of the room and I'm going to play a couple of tunes. The reason why I'm taking it over the other side of the room is because it's so loud. When you get it really going, it can be a very loud instrument. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to play you a couple of tunes that I like to listen to. At the end of this review, I've got a tune I found on a CD that I want to share with you all. It's called The Flying Scotsman. And it's done by the Alexander Brothers. Some of you guys may not have heard of these guys. They're a Scottish group. I think they are brothers, as the name suggests. But don't quote me on it. I'm not really 100% sure. But their music, if you want to really hear what an accordion sounds like in full flow, that song is beautiful. It's fast. But it starts with an impression, really, of how a steam train would go as it speeds up. It sort of has this effect where they go. And they keep building it up. And so on. But I'm not going to do that because, as I say, I'm just learning to play the accordion, so I'm not as good at the accordion as I'd like to think I'd like to get. I'm now going to play. I'm going to play a few tunes in the key of C because, well, I'm cheating. You shouldn't actually do that, but so you can hear what this thing sounds like. I'm going to do that now. I'm going to take the accordion over the other side of the room. I'm going to start with one that I think I've heard before. I've been told it's American, but I don't quote me on this because I don't know. And it goes like this. Hang on. Goes like this. I'm going to do it in the key of G, the key of C. I can do it in the key of G, but I'm not as good in its proper key. So to get the best out of this review, I don't really want too many cock-ups. This tune is called Westering Home, and it goes like this. Hang on. Now, there's one, I love this tune, and it's the tune by John Denver. Might not be able to do it, might not be able to do it all. Accordion is an amazing instrument, and to be honest, to play this thing is a joy. Now, I don't know if I've done this yet. There's a tune by Boney M. They're a Mexican band. Jamaican, Jamaican, and they recorded a lot of their stuff in the 70s in Germany. They did a little tune called Born Again. Now, Born Again, I think, from what I understand of a friend of mine, is based on a Scottish tune. It's a beautiful tune. I'm going to play this in the key that my friend plays this in, because I just love this tune. Tune that I know was Born Again. It's a nice tune. I don't want to bore you too much with accordion music, but you know, I want this to be a different review to what we've had in the past. I'll explain what the accordion can do. I'm sort of playing it a little now. I just love the sound of it. Now, there's a tune I really love that by Mike Oldfield, and well, actually, Mike Oldfield did his own version of this, and It's a tune by ABBA originally, and it was called Arrival. It was on an album called Arrival of the same name, and it goes like this. Love playing this thing. It's a joy to me. Want to say I just want to say thanks for listening, and that's it for me today. Hope you've enjoyed listening. If you want to find out more about the accordion, how it works, as I said before, check out Wikipedia, www.wikipedia.org. search for accordion, accordian or ion, depends on what you want to put for your search term. Now I would like to append this file with that beautiful track from the Scottish CD called The Flying Scotsman. This is Christian Waywell signing out.